Good morning.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome back and thank you for listening. My Talk 107.1. This is where talk is fun.
Can I press send on this message to your sister?
Sure, yeah, you can.
I've never met her.
Oh, you'd love her. She's a hoot.
She seems great. Does she have an accent?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Her sister lives in Jersey. She live in Jersey still?
She does.
Got three black bears in her yard. Just there.
I think they are cubs. And there's a mama somewhere around there. Yeah, those are just little baby buddy boos.
I've been seeing guys on, like there's a guy on Instagram who just cuddles with alligators. He has like alligators with him all the time.
I follow that guy too.
You know, it's funny. He like called one over. Remember when I told you I was in Florida and there was an alligator in like the pond?
Yeah.
And he was always there. And we were just like, oh, he's just there chilling. We were in a fenced in yard. We didn't care. Yes. Yes. Albert. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
And then one day he was way down there and I was like, hey, come here. Dude swam over to us. And I was like, did I just call an alligator over to us? And then I watched this guy on Instagram and it's like, oh, I think you can just call alligators. They can respond like a dog.
Can't you do that with any animal?
I suppose, Don, as long as they have ears. Where do alligators hear from?
Their ears.
Where are an alligator's ears?
They're up on their head. Sides of their head?
Oh, are those the two little nubs?
I think they're nubbies.
No, I think the nubs are for their eyes.
It's directly behind their eyes. They have these two little ear holes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why he came. If he was facing the other way, probably hears better. Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow. How great to be here today.
I love that you're following alligators. And what was the other thing you said you were following? And I was like, and you got mad at me for my reaction. Okay, Steve is doing something.
Sorry, I got a little allergy attack here today. I remember last night. Yeah, I was telling you about this.
It was an animal that you were following. And I was like,
Mike, do you remember this is when I critiqued
your
reaction?
The guy who had the cow in his house with him.
Oh, yeah, that
guy. The cow guy.
Yeah.
Cow inside of his house. He's at a dinner table. And it's all set up, you know, but he's just there. And then the cow just keeps butting in and trying to eat what's on his plate and eat his salad and eat from the bowl. It's very fun, but it's just like, wow, this guy's got a cow in his house.
Something else, huh?
I would just think.
There are people who have squirrels in their house. There are people with raccoons, foxes.
Oh. You know what's a bummer is there is someone. There is a house right now on Earth, or let's just say in America, that is the weirdest.
Oh,
they've
monkeys.
Got the weirdest animal situation happening.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could just snap our fingers and know it. You know, like what is the weirdest? Because I would think a ferret is weird. I would think like a squirrel just free roaming through the house. Yes. I'm like, you need to call Adam's Pest Control.
I feel really bad because the lady lost this bird, a magpie. I can't remember the dog's name, but it's something in Molly. And Molly had to be turned over to the authorities. And they're trying to get this bird back because this bird and this pit bull have this relationship. And
what kind of relationship?
Like, they're buddies.
Oh.
their buddies. And this bird has only known this home its entire life. It can't be sent back into the wild.
Oh.
Anyway, there's a lot of crazy stuff. There's people with monkeys, and the whole house is set up for monkeys. Like little...
Can you have... I guess you can... Can you have...
I think it's a sanctuary of sorts.
Can you own a chimpanzee?
I don't think...
Like the kind that you can dress up in clothes?
Not in the States, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You can't do that.
No. I don't think we could do that here.
You want to read some emails?
Do you?
You said you had a couple that you wanted to read.
Oh, they were all just, you know... One was talking about how thirsty you are.
And then they suggested...
That I do the show with Matt Belanger.
And I would just say, listen, everyone is... It's a free country. You get to have your own perspective. Mm. But if you're looking for the thirst to go down, I don't know if Matt Belanger is your right go-to there. Right? He's my thirst equivalent.
He is a little thirstier than you.
I don't know if that's going to solve their problem, but he is a delight on the radio, and I need to reach out to him because I might need him next week.
Okay. Great job, Donna, on winning Nebraska Pop Culture Knowledge on Friday. I just love you guys so much.
Aww,
Mike,
thank you.
My fellow Nebraskan, wanted to say what a great job the three of you are doing. I listen to the podcast every day. Love you, Shannon from Nebraska.
Thank you, and Shannon.
She's in Nebraska.
She's a Cornhusker. Let's
right
go.
Now.
We need to find out who's listening from where. If you don't live in Minnesota, send us an email.
Yeah, do that right now. Or if you're listening on the podcast, send it whenever you're listening, and then we'll get to it tomorrow. But, I mean, we already talked. We've heard from someone from Nebraska today. We spoke on the phone with someone from Arkansas today.
Yes.
Last week, we were on the phone with Sheehan Jay from New York after the earthquake hit. I mean, what do you guys want from us? Freaking Jing Lai used to call in. From China.
We don't hear from her anymore.
Xi Jinping. Where is Jing Lai? Jing, if you're out there, send us an email.
We've got Tony from France just sent us an email. She said pronunciation for palm d'or is palm d'or, meaning the golden palm. Cannes is on the Riviera, so there are lots of palm trees. Thank you, Tony.
Nice, guys. By the way, somebody sent me a voice message the other day.
Really?
It was actually freaking Shibes from down the street. And she sent me a voice message, and it was a listener calling to tell me how right I was for telling you to wear a helmet when you ride your bicycle, Donna.
What?
Should I say it slower?
Somebody sent you a voice message saying exactly how I should be wearing my helmet?
Okay, we're losing her. Hang on, I'll pull it up. I'll get it.
Caffeine pills are wearing off.
They are. We knew this would happen.
Donna,
people warned us.
Leave. Donna.
No, no, you can't do
leave.
That. No, Donna.
Where do you get those things for dogs? Those buttons?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would like those. That would be really fun because I think you program them yourself.
And
does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Raise your hand. Okay, thank you, Mike. Steve, do you?
Yes, I do, but I don't know where.
Yeah, there's tons of them on Amazon. Voice recording, programmable dog buttons for communication training purposes. $23, we got 6 of them. Let's do it.
All right. All right.
Oh, you get 6
we're gonna
of
do
them
this.
For that?
$23,
what a great
yes.
price. All right, here we go. This is a woman who called in, and I'll just let her speak the whole time. Here's a message that she left.
Okay.
Good evening. This is Auntie M. Marcia Schwartz, known as Auntie M online. Well, on my talk line, back when I had email. Point being, I'm listening to the reruns right now, and it's Donna and Steve. I have a message for Steve.
Uh-oh.
Subject is bike helmets. My message is, I work in healthcare. Don't apologize. You're right. Donna needs to wear a helmet.
I will.
It beats the heck out of what happens, what you have to wear if you don't. I've seen it.
Okay.
So anyway, I just wanted to tell Steve he's right. Don't apologize about making her wear a helmet or haranguing her to wear one, because he's very right. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Donna. I know. I know you're right. Absolutely.
That woman said I was right three times in a span of like 40 seconds.
Thank you,
NTM. Got me
jazzed. Thank you.
Shout out, NTM.
We got Amy listening from Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, that's our second South Carolina listener.
We've got Jana listening from Iowa. We have got Julie in Tucson right now. Listens to us every day when she works out. We've got Jody, who is in Bradenton, Florida.
Oh, yay. My aunt and uncle live down there.
My friend John lives there.
I have a Bob and a Jana. Bob and Jana should reach out to John.
I would love it.
Then John, Jana, Bob all go out and have a Bradenton brunch.
We've got Anne in Arizona. We've got Carrie in Montana. We love Montana. Never been.
Yeah.
I proposed to a guy from Montana today. Anyway, we have got Jan listening in Fort Myers. Thanks, Jan. Hi, Jan. Hi, everybody.
You know that, Jan? Here comes Roxy. Usually listen from Wisconsin, but listening to you this month from Diamond Head, Mississippi.
Yeah.
You're really gonna work on the finish.
We've got
Rayanne says she's listening from Geneva, Illinois. Ooh. Love you too.
How did you guys hear about us?
Margaret is live streaming from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Love listening to your show while I'm working. Have a great day. Love you, Margie.
We have got Wendy in Florida as well. She's a snowbird.
Wendy Limhuis.
Limu Imu. We gotta go.
Fun last name. Oh, yeah, we should go.
We should go, right?
Should have gone a couple minutes ago.
Gonna want leave.
Oh, when we come back, we've got a study. Let me tell you what the study is. 7 signs your kid is spoiled.
I can't wait.
When we come back, it's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I am on spring break right now. It was exactly a year ago this time when I went on spring break with my family, and I said to myself, this is going to be the last week that I eat all these foods that are terrible for me, that I look in the mirror not liking what I see, that I am going to make some changes when I get back from spring break. And that's what I did. I talked to the people at MNFatLoss.com, the doctor and his team. They told me the time-tested method they had to lose up to a pound of fat a day, and it worked for me. At the end of the 2-month reduction phase, I was down about 25, 30 pounds. I was in the high 190s. I ended up in the low 170s. Guess what? It's a year later. I'm still in the low 170s. Thanks, MNFatLoss.com. It all starts with a free consultation. If you want to be looking better in the mirror like I am, especially with summer coming up, I go to MNFatLoss.com.
And I know that next time. Hey, good morning. We're back. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yes, many thanks.
We really appreciate you. This is so fun.
We're really back and forth right now. Mike, did you watch The Office?
Oh, of course.
So there was an episode where Dwight got concussed.
Yep.
And he and Pam had the kind of friendly repartee that normally Jim and Pam would have. And yes. He was just like, it was really funny. And at the end of that workday, she said goodbye to him, as I recall, with like a, I'm going to miss you, knowing tomorrow normal Dwight would be back. Mm-hmm. So Donna, during the commercial break, I think I said, hey, you want me to staple you in the arm? Something like that. Whatever. There was a stapler. It was improv comedy. And then Donna, staring ahead at her computer, goes, no. And then I said, then she did it again, like 6 seconds later. And I said, you know, we should do a segment where we just have people, we go around and all do our craziest laugh. And then I said, or we could open the phone lines and people could call in and do their craziest laugh. And then she starts laughing and she says, no, we'll do it tomorrow. And I felt like Pam because I said, no.
You're not going to
be
like
here
this
tomorrow. Different Donna will be here. Do you want? No, we can do two things.
No.
We could open the phone lines and have people try their most psychotic laugh, or we could go through 7 signs your kid is spoiled. No, so Donna right now is making like a ooh face at me, which you can't see.
I wasn't. That's just my face.
651-641-1071.
I don't want to hear anyone's weird, crazy laughs.
We'll do two of them and then be done unless we get on a roll.
All right. I also wanted to go through and just tell you where else people are listening.
Okay. 651-641-1071 if you want to try to do your craziest laugh on the air.
Forced, you know who's going to call laugh. First? Alan.
Freaking Alan. Alan emailed. He said, I'm listening from a psych ward. I said, that checks out. We love you, Alan.
Okay, fine. Mary Holy Jane emails. Is listening in St. Petersburg, Florida. I love St. Pete's.
Margaret.
Is,
I'm sorry.
No, go, please.
Oh, but she didn't say where. She said, Margaret, is this who you asked her the follow-up question?
When I called her a dummy?
That might have been her.
I don't remember.
She said, I found out about My Talk in 2022 when Steve was on Kelly and Ryan.
I've been a listener since. That's fantastic.
Okay, that's nice.
Way to go,
How
Steve.
Wonderful. Great.
We've got Hilton Head, South Carolina.
We got
Sandra.
Gina from Park Rapids, Minnesota. Kind of looking for non-Minnesota.
We got Palisade,
here, Gina,
Minnesota,
but
that's far.
Okay, that's far. Yeah, you're right.
Bismarck, North Dakota. Thank you, Kelly. Marjorie's in Missouri. Dirty old Missouri, as Don McLean calls it.
Deborah's calling, listening from Iowa.
Thank you.
Let's see here. We got the
Marjorie said, Mary from I Listen Every Day.
So that's the one where we had to send maybe a little follow-up.
Sorry, Mary.
Oh, that Margaret Glow Wacky. She was the one. She's listening in Milwaukee, the one who found out about us from Kelly and Ryan. That's nice.
Stephanie.
I'm willing to bet some of the out-of-state listeners come from Kelly Ripa, where she told people to follow Steve. Yeah, that might be the case. That's lovely. However you come, we're happy that you're here.
Yes, thank you. You want to go to Lisa on the phone?
Sure. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Don and Steve Experience. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing really good. What's the purpose of your call? I don't want to jump to any conclusions.
Well, I'm going to do a Woody Woodpecker laugh.
Okay. Now, and the people who grew up listening to Woody Woodpecker, if you have a crazy laugh, 651-641-1071, you can test it out on the air. The floor is now yours.
Okay. I had to drink a little water here. You ready?
Yep, ready.
Oh, I hope I can do it. I haven't done this in a while.
We believe in you. The Twin Cities believes in you.
Love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Wait, isn't he?
I did think it was a little more.
But...
Wow.
Lisa.
Oh my God, I gotta go.
Lisa, bye, Lisa.
That was great.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh my God.
What the hell is going on our show? Lena.
Lena from Fort Worth.
Nice. Been listening forever. She moved from Minnesota and took us with her down to Fort Worth, Texas. We love that.
That's awesome.
It's just grand. Boy, she had to drink water and then she was about to pass out by the end of it.
Phone lines are blowing up. We've got two minutes.
We're going to start with Ari.
Welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience. Anything you want to tell us about your laugh before you try it? Hi, Ari.
It terrifies my children.
Wonderful. And is this a manufactured laugh or your natural laugh?
It's manufactured, thank God.
All right, here we go. That's very witch-like. Wicked witch. Oh, we love that. Thank you so much for the call and joining the laugh line. Who's next?
We've got Kate.
Hey, Kate, welcome to the Don and Steve Experience. Anything we should know about your weird, crazy laugh?
Two things. Everyone says I sound like Phyllis Diller when I laugh, which is really disgusting funny. But however, I want to also say, if I'm in a bad mood or sad or whatever, and I hear Don McLean laugh, she's got the best laugh in the entire world.
Oh, I'll tell her you said that. That's lovely. All right, now to your crazy laugh. Have at it.
And I just had to laugh.
that's got a nice unpredictability to it.
I sound like Phyllis Diller. It's crazy.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, love you. Thank you for the call. All right, these next couple, we just got to go right to laugh. Who do we have here, Mike?
We got Charles first.
All right, Charles, give us your crazy laugh.
My crazy laugh. Now, this is Charles the Toe Guy. Remember me?
We know you, Charles. We love you. It's been too long.
Skeletor, and I'm in Stillwater now.
He-Man, he said at the end. Yes, that's good. Skeletor.
Good job, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Call in more often. We miss you. It's great to hear from you.
And last one.
And finally, Alan.
All right, Alan. You waited it out. We got to you by attrition. Give us your crazy laugh.
I'm going to try to do Goofy.
Okay.
You know what?
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was fun.
Do it once more. It's that little thing right at the end, which is nice. Thank you, Alan.
Alan, you're a gem.
Many people will say that was a waste of airtime, right? The whole segment.
Yeah.
But
specifically our program director.
Good news for us. A, we're not due for a review this week, so that's nice.
Yeah, that's great.
And B, tomorrow, Deep Tease at 11:15, we'll get to 7 Signs Your Kid Is Spoiled. Boom. Segment. Done.
Done. Sleep late tomorrow.
Girl.
On a wrap.
When we come back, we're going to play the same name game. We hope you play along. It's Donna and Steve. Thanks for hanging. It's My Talk.
Hey there. It's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Crescent Tide is a family-run small business right here in St. Paul. Lisa and Verlin, they used to be in the full-service funeral business, and one day they decided, you know what? It just seems like today, so many people, they don't want to spend a lot of money on this end-of-life stuff. They don't want to have a stuffy funeral home type situation. They want to have a simple cremation and then go off and have the celebration of life for that person that fits that person. And so they pivoted. They became a simple cremation service where simple customizable cremations start at just $1,000. If you look around or if you look at their Google reviews, you'll see person after person that said, wow, I called around when my mom died and somebody quoted me 4 times what Crescent Tide did. Another guy says, even though Crescent Tide has the best price around, it doesn't feel like a discount operation. They are a prompt, courteous, sympathetic business over there, Lisa and Verlin. It's called Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
Good morning. Yeah, it's still morning. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Steve.
Hey. Thank you for allowing me.
Hey, thanks for being
today
here.
To be a part of the show.
Are we ordering those things?
What things?
Mike, are we going to order those?
You probably should.
Okay, I'll order them later today.
Wait, what do we have to
order? Have them say anything.
Donna, want, leave.
So you can program it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we should order them. You get this one for us, Donna.
It'll be our, I'll buy it. It'll be our button bar. You know what I mean?
It's not like we have button bars or anything that we could potentially use.
Yes, I could just go, Donna, want.
But they've never allowed me to have access, so maybe this is my entry level.
These are your preschool button bars. We can train you and then give you your own button bar.
It's like when they give a kid like his fake Fisher-Price phone.
Yes.
I love it.
And they're just walking around the house holding a full conversation.
All right, I'll look for those. Did you guys see Emma
Gerd?
Stone
movie?
Poor Things.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Did you see it?
I loved it, yeah.
She her name was Bella, and she'd be like, Bella, same thing, you know, want, leave. Bella, because she's kind of a creation. Oh, you know, she's
baby
not...
mind in a woman's body.
Yes.
Frankenstein.
Yes.
I want to suck your blood.
That is not Frankenstein. That is a different monster.
By the way, I heard the Count and Elmo last night doing a spot for the census.
Oh, fun.
Get it? You know, and he was like, it's important to count. Wow.
That's great.
And
you should be him for Halloween. You look kind of like him.
My mom used to tell me I look like Eddie Munster because I used to slick my hair back.
Oh, and did you have the little peak thing?
I don't think I really had a widow's peak.
Okay.
I've had an imperfect but non-offensive hairline.
Okay.
Not that if you have a widow's peak, it's offensive. Like, I understand how that sounded, but like just peak people, please don't come for me right now. Lou got 4th place out of 174 brackets.
Oh my gosh!
In the March Madness thing that we have played for a few years. I played it for a decade or so, but Lou and Grayson, they both get in and do it. And so, anyway, I think she's gonna end up pocketing. I reached out to the guy. I think it's like around 350 or 370, something like that.
Wait a second.
But it was the best she's ever finished in a March Madness bracket ever.
Ooh, did you do this with a group of people that you know?
Yes. Mike is in it, and Chef Brian is in it. It started with a guy I used to caddy with back in Pittsburgh.
How come I didn't get in it?
I think we invited you to do a bracket that day, but then it was too late.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Right. You wouldn't have wanted to do it. It was $60, Donna.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that kind of
money. There we go. But
that's why I'm wearing a $3 jacket.
Hey, we did a bet. I forgot that we did a bet. Okay, yeah. So let me get to that. So last night, Lou was all excited because she just needed UConn to win. They did back-to-back championships, which is a rare feat. Hasn't been done since Florida did it in, I think, 06, 07.
Cool.
And so they went back-to-back. But yeah, it was really fun that we had someone in our house who was still in it. The winner will get $2,700. But Lou was happy with a fourth place finish and, you know, like $350 in spending cash. I said, you have to spend it on something fun.
Yeah.
You can't put it toward groceries or, you know, the light bill, something like that.
Yeah. Like, go get a massage.
Get one Manolo Blahnik.
One shoe.
I looked at the price. Their cheapest is $800.
Okay.
Wow. She would never, by the way, get Manolo Blahniks in case I've been painting an inaccurate picture of her.
Maybe she could get a nice purse. She could get Maybe she could get a Louis. I don't know.
Oh, for Lou.
Ah,
Louis gets a Lou. Or Lou gets a Louis.
I think
she's very not into that kind of stuff,
okay,
you know?
Okay.
I don't know what appeals to her.
Maybe airfare.
We have quite a few miles right now.
Okay, good for you.
I'm not saying it in a flexy way. It's our story.
Why are we talking like this?
I don't know. By the way, we did a bet with Chef Brian, that bastard. And it was, I guess, whoever finishes the lowest has to get Mike and I lunch, or the other two lunch. Brian finished 168th out of 174. Where'd you end up landing, Mike?
I had one that was 72, I believe, and one that was like 101, so right in the middle. I had an unbelievable first weekend. Oh, I was in the mix.
First week was nuts.
I had all my elite eight teams left, and then only two of them won.
Man,
oh, wow.
Lost six out of eight of the elite.
Oh, that
eight
is so brutal.
Yeah, it was rough.
But that's what makes it fun. Is that everybody? You're like after the first week, a lot of people are in it, and you don't feel like you're really out of it. Now, by the end of the second week, things drastically can change. But yeah, I think I finished somewhere in like the 60s, 70s, something like that. And then another bracket that was 130. Oh, okay, 47th. And 138th. But hey, Chef Brian, we should call him since he's got to buy us lunch.
Do I get lunch too?
No.
Okay.
Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it's broccoli cheese.
It's always
broccoli
a
and cheese.
Oh no, it can't be. If you're hungry today,
soup,
go down soup, to the cafe.
Soup,
it's
soup,
in the
soup,
soup,
soup, soup,
soup,
soup, soup, soup, soup, soup, soup,
soup, soup, soup, soup, soup, soup, soup.
Leo says Donna is always on fire on Tuesdays. They're her best day. Don't know why. Oh, you read that earlier.
I did, Steve. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
And I'm here too. And my mom keeps me in the basement.
Hubbard Cafeteria, please leave a message.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished,
like,
you may hang up
or money.
Press pound
like,
for additional
like really
options.
Hey, Brian, what the hell, man?
You got our money?
You lost the bet. You finished like dead last, essentially, in March Madness, and you're supposed to buy us lunch, and now all you're doing is running from us. Hey, Donna knows people in the mafia from Jersey, right, Donna?
You got it.
Tell him what's going to happen to him if he doesn't pay up.
You're going to be swimming with the fishes.
All right, now hang up.
Okay, I got
okay,
it.
Okay, hang up.
I think he really isn't dead. He's so scared right now. I haven't hung up yet, so he's still hearing this.
Oh, you're yeah, you better.
Okay, he's gone now.
So I'm nauseous. Okay, what?
You're nauseous?
A little bit.
Uh-oh.
A little bit.
Still from the eclipse?
I'm
pretty fatigued. Might be because I went to bed at 2, but I think it could be because of eclipse.
Why'd you go to bed at 2?
Everybody goes to sleep. And then I'm just like,
wired.
What would a feature wall look like there?
Oh, sure.
What's the latest news out of Disney? They're putting a bunch of new animatronics in. You know, then I just watch YouTube. And then I'm like.
Like on your TV?
Yeah.
That's neat. I don't think I've ever done that.
Really?
Yeah.
You should do it.
Okay.
I think you'd like it. Wonder what you'd search.
Oh, so you go to the TV and then you type in a search? Whatever. Oh, I guess that's how it works, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Do you just, like, what did you search? Disney?
Wood slat wall covering partial wall.
I say.
Did a lot of that. Then I went and watched this Mickey Views, this guy who does like the business, behind the scenes business of Disney.
Interesting.
What else did I do after that? I have to go look at my history. I don't know. A bunch of dumb stuff. House plants, hybrid poplar. I did a hybrid poplar search. A guy had a 9-year update on the poplar that he planted.
Wow.
Things get crazy after midnight at the Pattersons.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm Steve Poplerson. She's Donna Valentine. He is Mike the Big Zamboni. He'll be hanging out with Bradley and Dawn there and next. Loji after that. Bye!